The theme of my message today is look after the clothes you are wearing. And the message is taken from Ezekiel 42, verse 13 and 14. Then he said to me, the north and south rooms facing the temple courtyard are the priests' rooms, where the priests who approach the Lord will eat the most holy offerings. There they will put the most holy offerings, the grain offerings, the sin offerings, and the guilt offerings, for the place is holy. Once the priests enter the holy precincts, they are not to go into the outer court until they leave behind the garments in which they minister, for these are holy. They are to put on other clothes before they go near the places that are for the people. Let us pray. Gracious Father, help us to look after the spiritual clothes that you give to us when we come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. During the Old Testament time, the priests had a special chamber in which they had to place their clothes after they had finished their duties to the Lord. They were not allowed to go from the holy place into the courtyard and associate with the people in their priestly garments. You see, after they had performed their duties to the Lord, their clothing was so holy from being in the presence of the Lord that if they came in contact with the people in the courtyard, they would sanctify them. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light." Whether you believe it or not, when you come to Jesus, you are a royal priest, and you wear spiritual clothes that will enable you to communicate with God. You see, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you receive a spiritual garment from God that is a part of your righteousness. This garment enables you to preserve your holiness as long as you look after your relationship with Christ. Before a man can put on the Lord Jesus Christ and be clothed with the garment of holiness, he must take off his filthy clothing. This is the clothing that an unbeliever wears as a part of his worldly nature. And he must be stripped of his symbolically filthy rags before he can be clothed with the spirit and grace of Christ. Ephesians 4 from 22 to 24 tells us, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." When you wear your normal clothes, you make sure they are clean and presentable. Dirty clothes don't smell nice and will not help you to be accepted by those around you. It's the same with your spiritual clothing. You wash them and keep them clean by regular fellowship and praying alone or with others, and looking after your relationship with God. As we read earlier, the priests were not allowed to go into the courtyard with their priestly clothing. Otherwise, they would make the people holy. Now, since the coming of Christ, you and I are to go out and make the people holy. You are to go out and spread the good news. You are to be infectious with your belief in Him through your spiritual self and through your spiritual clothing. And turn people on to Jesus with the Holy Presence working through you. There are consequences if you don't look after your spiritual clothes. And they are not worth being on the receiving end of. Let's look at Luke 10, verse 30 to 35. And this reads, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. If you can understand that Jerusalem is the apex of your faith in Christ, the place of high praises, the place where Jesus died on the cross for your sins, then you can imagine when the word says, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, that this man was on a downward trend in his faith. He was no longer praying and praising God as he used to. He had lost his appetite for fellowship and even reading the word. This is when your faith is in a state of deterioration. And without realizing it, you have neglected looking after the spiritual clothing that God has given you. This is when the demons will attack you and strip you of your clothing and beat you up. But you can have comfort in knowing that the Good Samaritan, namely Jesus, is on his way to clean you up, to oil your wounds, and put you back on the road again. Look after your clothes. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Jesus is his name. Jesus is the same today. Jesus is the same. name. Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday. Anytime, if you ever need a friend, anytime, no matter when, call on him, yeah, call on him straight away. Now's the time, for heaven's sake, don't delay. Jesus is his name. Today, Jesus is his name. Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday. There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Jesus is his name. Today, Jesus is his name. Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday, as he was yesterday. Yesterday, he is the same today.